Belinda presents this unabridged recording of Worst Fears, written by Faye Weldon and read by Antonia Beamish. Chapter 1.
I've never seen a dead body, said Vilna. Can I come too?
I don't see why not, said Abby, and they went down to the morgue together. As Vilna and Abby got into Abby's little car, Diamond, the Labrador, jumped up at Vilna. Now there was mud all over Vilna's frilly white blouse. Vilna shoved the animal away with the side of her knee-high boot and then tried to get him in the crotch with a high heel. She missed. So Diamond ran round to the driver's side and leapt up at Abby. Abby was wearing an old grey sweater and didn't mind. Diamond wouldn't try Vilna again. He was accustomed to animal lovers. Vilna's rejection of him had made a great impression.
Poor dog, said Abby. Poor dog. He's lost his master. He's bound to be upset.
But Vilna was too busy rubbing her twisted knee to reply. With every movement, Vilna jangled. A charm bracelet, much loaded with chunks of gold, hung from her wrist. Heavy jeweled strings fell between uplifted breasts no longer young. She had a hooked nose, deep, close-set eyes, coiffured blonde hair, and a wondrous energy best suited to the city. Abby, on the contrary, was much at home amongst green fields and mud. She wore sneakers, jeans, and an old grey sweater on which dog's hair wouldn't show much. These were the clothes she'd worn when the call from the cottage came. She hadn't been home to Elder House since. Neither woman wore a seatbelt. Somehow, a visit to the morgue forbade it. In sympathy, let them invite death. The cottage looked like a child's idealized drawing of home. Centre path, square garden, drive to the right, tree to the left, door in the middle. Two windows flanking it, three balancing above, tiled roof with two chimneys, one on each edge. The place was built in grey local limestone, creeper-covered and surrounded by fields. It had stood here in its present state as a home for the gentry for 150 years. Before that, it had been a farm. Before that, a cottage. Before that, a hovel, though one mentioned in the Doomsday Book, circa 1070 AD. Alexandra, the widow, sat, without moving, on the edge of the brass bed in the marital bedroom upstairs, and stared into space.